The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Josh Blake of KNEI Radio in Waukon and Seth Boyer of Dickinson County News. Josh, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. I had wanted to comment on a new law that will help first responders and get benefits that was out in the news recently. Can you explain what's going on with that?
Well, first of all, let me make very clear, it's not a new law establishing those benefits. It's a law to make sure that people get their benefits timely. And so we've been helping first responders and policemen, firemen, you know, emergency people, and I don't know what all falls into the category of first responders. You probably know that as well as if I researched it. But anyway, first responders have had a program for people killed in the line of duty for maybe decades under federal law. The problem is, and I'll use the Worth County Sheriff family as an example, they wait, and the law says you ought to get an answer in 90 days. And so I had the sheriff of Worth County come out here to testify in support of my bill because he was not, after 3 years, was not getting a benefit because of his wife was killed in a helicopter medvac sort of crash and was entitled to it. And, you know, he testified, let's say, on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Next Monday, he got word that they, after 3 years, that they were approved for it. That's just one example that when the Congress puts the heat on, which we did through our hearing, that that they finally get down to doing their work. So this law sets up a reporting system so that every 3 months they have to report publicly how far they are behind on some of these, making these decisions. So we get them speeded up, get the people their benefits more timely. And it's that simple. Seth?
Yes. I was going to ask about the ACA repeal bill. Representative King had said that he was going to talk to you possibly in a couple weeks behind here and see how you were thinking that would be addressed in the Senate.
Partly in some version of things that happen in the House, but we're not working off the House bill. We're developing our own bill, and we don't have any language yet, so I can only tell you some of the things that we're trying to accomplish. And all of the problems that you have is because the promises of Obamacare haven't been delivered. In other words, Obamacare is failing. So we want to stabilize markets because, obviously, if 94 of Iowa's 99 counties won't have an insurance, health insurance company for you to buy insurance, there's something wrong with the market. So we got to stabilize the markets. We got to improve affordability because people, if they can afford insurance, they've got so many co-payments and premiums are so high and deductibles are so high that it's really not insurance at all. Then we're going to do take care of pre-existing conditions so that they're covered. We're going to put Medicaid on a sustainable pack. One of the things to emphasize about pre-existing conditions, because everybody's worried about what we might pass, will it take care of that issue? The point is that if we don't do something because of the collapse of the market, nobody with pre-existing conditions going to be covered either. So the bottom line that we're trying to accomplish, that too much decision-making in Washington through a one-size-fits-all program that you could call Obamacare, we're going to promise freedom for the American people. We're going to stress the freedom of health care with the maximum choice, let people buy what they want, and let companies sell what they want. Right now, this is, I guess it's better to say let companies sell what people want. Anyway, in the bottom line of it is that presently there's platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. All these programs have to fall into four categories. And some people want insurance beyond those categories. And we want to give them consumer choice.
All right. Senator, there seems there's a growing awareness of human trafficking. Can you explain about some legislation that you're working on with some of the Republicans and Democrats both?
We voted Senator Cornyn's bill out of committee today. I hope it's not so controversial so we can get it up on the Senate floor pretty fast. And then I'm going to have some bills on human trafficking in, too. And I would say that they're a combination of increasing law enforcement, increasing education, increasing help for people that have been hurt by human trafficking, and intervention are the things that we're trying to accomplish.
What were your feelings on the president's decision on the Paris Accords?
You know, I have two sides to it. One, if as it was told that it was just goals that countries, each in their own way, would meet voluntarily, I don't see anything wrong with that. And maybe in a lot of countries that's the case. But in the United States, with our Clean Air Act, people are just waiting to go to court to enforce some of the goals of the Paris Agreement on the United States. And I think that causes me to say that the president did the right thing by withdrawing.
And my final question, any thoughts on what's in the news today with, or can you speak about former FBI Director Comey and what's going to be, you know, happening when they get all that wrapped up?
Well, first of all, it's not going to be wrapped up for a long time because and not just because Congress is slow, because Congress is slow, but even for a person that's kind of a dictator, the special counsel, he says that it could take well over a year to get to the bottom of it. And there's no doubt that Russia tried to interfere with our election. There's no indication that they accomplished anything doing it, but they obviously probably had a goal of disorienting us and making us more cynical towards our election process and the principles of government. So it's important that we get to the bottom of it to reestablish that credibility. But the bottom line of it is that we'll continue our investigations. From the hearing today, I thought it was funny that Comey said three times that Trump wasn't under investigation, or he had previously told the president that, but he told me and Feinstein and Trump that, but he never told the American people that until very recently. And I can't understand when there's a cloud over the president's head that might, inhibit him doing his job, or people have confidence in him doing his job. That you wouldn't tell the American people that the president wasn't under investigation. He ought to do that. Then I'm kind of upset that I asked Comey way back in May before he was fired, when he was before my committee, have you ever leaked anything to the press? Gave direction to somebody else to leak something? And he said no, and maybe at that time that was the truth. But today he admitted on television that he did leak his own memo, and he did it through a Columbia University professor to tell the New York Times, with the goal that he wanted to get a special prosecutor appointed. So, maybe he didn't leak before, but isn't it funny that he's leaking now to establish something that he was interested in doing?
I understand you're preparing a bill regarding synthetic opioids as well. What exactly will that be covering?
Yeah. Well, it's synthetic drugs that can be involved with opioids, but not necessarily the same thing. And what we're trying to do is we can get a drug classified. By the way, this is the seventh anniversary of the suicide of a Rosgag person, a kid from Indianola. That the problem is you outlaw one drug and the chemical makeup of it can be changed very quickly so it can legally be sold again doing the same damage. So this is setting up a whole classification of drugs that fall into that category so we can punish the people that are getting away with murder today by just changing the chemical makeup of a drug so that one day it's illegal and the next day it's legal, and they can continue to sell it. And these synthetic drugs are sold as something that really aren't harmful. The goal of our bill is to help law enforcement, in other words, and to keep up with the drug dealers.
Thank you, Seth and Josh, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.